evening.
Good evening, Malka.
Hi, it's Miriam.
How are you? Good evening. We are studying from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parsha Vayera, section 4, starting with verse 40.
Oh, no.
Good evening.
Good evening.
L'shem yichud kudsha barichu ish kimche bid hilu urchimu ut hilu ut hilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud hei bavav hei the Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Chol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karaneihu Wahawo Shalim Mineyam B'Hai Vahahu Sam Dila Diyibum Adinafak nishpateya Yamar tahor vila hawa hataman Raya kadnafak shabata Ish keheya Rabbi Akiva demit Zabaza maneya vagarir Kol b'Yisraya v'dama nachet v'naged al v'yokneya hawa t'vat t'vach uvnek uche nefak levara v'yamar shemaya shemaya amaru v'shimsha Usi hara din hirauta Dahawat neher yatir min phon hai it hashet. The translation. And they were asking him the law of footwear of Yibum, the Levirate rite. If it becomes defiled, as his soul left him, he announced, it is pure. Rabbi Akiva was not there when he died. As the day of Shabbat ended, Rabbi Akiva found him dead. As he ripped his clothes and tore his flesh, the blood started to roll over his beard. He wept and shouted as he stepped outside and said, heavens, O heavens, tell the sun and the moon that the light that shone more than they is darkened. My commentary. Why did Rabbi Akiva leave him? How does one prioritize mitzvot? Questions, comments, thoughts. Everybody's quiet.
It's a good question.
It's a good question. Is that what you said?
Yeah. So that's the question.
Well, questions and answers are later tonight.
No, I mean, why did he leave him? And how do you prioritize?
The Zohar's not telling us why he left, but it's saying that Rabbi Eliezer, his teacher, died while he was away. And it's telling him he died right at the end of Shabbat, so he was... He may have been leaving for the afternoon nap on Shabbat, if it's a summertime day, it's a long day. So he might have gone to his house to take his nap, and then when he comes back and he finds him dead. Earlier, the previous verses, we learned that Rabbi Akiva, who had been listening to him, teach him Torah, and the material was just so strong that he had to leave. So that's why he actually left at this moment, you know. But he came back because he wanted more, because he knew, they all knew that this man was going to die, the sage was going to die. And as we said before, the light that you are to reveal is revealed primarily on the last day of your life. And that's why it's always good to attend to your teacher or your to be able to attend a shiur on each day towards the end of the day, so you can learn what that man, that teacher, wants to teach you, that you give him the opportunity to be your vessel for his learning, for his teaching. But how does one prioritize mitzvot? Number one, you try and find to do all the mitzvot you can. But we can't do more than one at a time. So if you have an opportunity to do more than one, you evaluate which one you can do and then try and do both of them. Try and do all of them. But it's not up to us in the physical world to determine which has more value spiritually. Verse 41. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'sha'a k'nishmat ha-tzadik rotza latzet b'mecha l'ha-tzadik batuach b'mitato k'dei l'kabel Ikaro ha-hidiktiv v'yar v'yarat likratam v'simcha l'kabel v'nehem me'ay zemakom mipetach ha-ohel hidka amaran v'yishtamutahu artza l'gabe shekina. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda said, when the soul of a righteous person wishes to leave the body, it feels happy because the righteous is confident that he shall receive his reward as he dies. Therefore, it is written, when he saw them, he ran to meet them, referring to the three angels that accompanied the Shekhinah as she came to receive his soul. With happiness, as he welcomed the angels. Where does he welcome them? As we have learned, at the tenth door, where he bowed himself toward the ground, toward the Shekhinah. This means that the soul bowed to the Shekhinah that had come to it, as the Shekhinah is called earth. My commentary. Every soul sees the Shekhinah, since this light is necessary to tease the soul from the body. Only the righteous actually go with the Shekhinah. This applies to the Ruach Nefesh combination only. The Neshama leaves prior to or when the body dies. Most people stay in the Ruach Nefesh combination until the Shiva is over. Then the Ruach goes to its judgment, while the Nefesh returns to the body until it totally decomposes. Remember, the Neshama becomes connected to the Neshama. Questions, comments, thoughts? No questions again? Why do you think it's necessary to tease the soul from leaving the body?
Because the soul's been so attached to the body, and the body... it doesn't want to let go.
That's correct. Because the soul is attached to the body. It's the physicality of the body is keeping it from flying off. It's a comfort zone in the body. As much as the body is a limitation, it's also a comfort zone. And the human being is programmed not to leave its comfort zone. Because that's the effort that causes spiritual growth when you do leave your comfort zone, when you overcome the feeling you're having.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone who was near death that was happy to leave. Most of them don't want to leave their families. And it sounded like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, he's telling how the righteous person wishes to leave the body, it feels happy, and he's confident because of the reward he's going to get. But I don't think I've ever seen anybody that was happy to leave.
My mother was ready. She gathered all of us together. She gave us her stuff, her talk. And then we hung out with her until she passed. And she was very ready. But she refused to leave until she was confident that we were all okay. It was quite interesting. But once she was able to see that even all her grandchildren were... you know, okay, safe, you know, good to go. As soon as she saw her great grandchild and my daughter, and that they were okay, and she said okay, and she went to bed, and we gathered around her, and she left. We held her as she left, and we held each other. It was actually a beautiful experience.
I've had many people tell me similar stories and others that are very much afraid to leave. And it's really, I teach about certainty. Have certainty in the light, have certainty in Hashem. And part of that certainty is to know that you don't leave people behind. As Hannah said, some people are afraid, are concerned about their loved ones. But that's really an ego expression. I don't mean to begrudge the dead or to cause them harm. But if we think about it, it's really an ego expression. that I'm so important to the world that they cannot go on without me, referring to the children and grandchildren, the loved ones. And part of the certainty is to know that when it's your time to go, Hashem is going to send the appropriate light that will attract you to leave the body for the last time. And there, it's a bittersweet joy, because in the physical world, you can do mitzvot. You can gain additional merit. In the spiritual world, you study the Torah that you revealed in this world. But it's not like you can do more mitzvot. You're going to do Torah study for day after day. But it's not the same as being able to do a mitzvot, a mitzvah. Verse 42, unless there's another question. Rabbi Yochanan patach v'yamar ad sheyafuah hayom v'nasu hatzlalim tov v'mei lecha dodi li'tzvi o li'ofer ha'ayalim Ad Shayafut Shayafu Achayom Gomer Zo Ashara Le Adam Biodo Baalam Hazer Shehu Keheref Ain Tachate Makitiv Veilu Haya Elef Shanim Paamayim Wigomer biyom hafnitam Kol ma shehaya Nechshav piyom echad atzlo. The translation. Rabbi Yochanan then opened the discussion by quoting, "Until the day breaks and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be you like a roe or a young hart. Until the day breaks is a warning for a person who is still in this world. It is like the blink of the eye. Come and see. What does it say? Even if he lived 1,000 years twice, on the day of his death, it all seems as one day to himself." My commentary. All of his lifetime is presented before the Ruach, when the Ruach, as the Ruach needs its cleansing. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't think I ever associated those verses with passing from the world. No, from Shira Shireen. So.
Right. You never connected them to what?
You know, to passing, to dying.
Well, it's an uplifting verse. There's no question.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think I connected the two.
Death. Death is uplifting. For the soul, death is uplifting. It gets to return to the Father, to Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are left behind, they're left with a lack. Who do you care about who dies? Do you care about the people who died from coronavirus in China? You don't really know them. Do you feel a lack because they've left the world? But when your parent dies, you feel that lack immediately. Part of certainty is to see death as uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not a righteous person and you know you're going to die, you're going to die in order to be cleansed and to return to Father, to be cleansed and to be reincarnated. But ultimately, when it's your time to die, it's a benefit. But we don't think like that in the physical world. And this is the essence of what we have to learn. Any other questions? Because we're almost out of time.
So, I mean, the tree of life is that awareness?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Awareness of the tree of life, or are you asking, does the tree of life provide you with an awareness?
I was just thinking of a consciousness, a state of awareness. Because it's an awareness that we actually live forever, and it's a lack of awareness that makes us believe that we die. And so
right.
I just wondered if the tree of life
causes the... Go ahead and finish your question, Miriam.
Oh, no, just to me, the tree of life is almost a metaphor for that realization that we don't die.
The tree of life is more than a metaphor, and that's one of the mistakes that people make. It is a metaphor, of course, but it's much more than a metaphor. It's tree of life is a real living tree sitting in the middle of the Garden of Eden.
Mm.
That tree of life never dies. It's always there. It's always there waiting for us to climb it.
Mm.
People are afraid of dying because their soul knows they didn't complete their tikkun. And they're afraid of the experience of cleansing that takes place in hell. But if you're righteous, you know that you've done all that you could do in this lifetime. You've revealed all the light you're supposed to reveal. There's no reason for you to fear death. You all have a good evening. Shalom Gadol. Our class tonight at 7 p.m. West Coast time is a question and answer session. So hopefully you'll bring your questions. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.